Good morning, good morning, good morning. Rise and shine, born intelligent, rising to heal. There's a lot of abductions in the area that I live in, and it's a very, very unfortunate situation. It's been going off all morning. Wow. May she be protected. We have to send positive energy out there. So, welcome to my podcast. I had missed a few days, been busy, been booked, been kind of overwhelmed. Today I'm feeling okay. Got a little rest, but ideally not enough. It's never enough rest. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling a little disappointed. You know, that's life, I guess. Life is full of disappointments. Life is not meant to be easy. In your family dynamics, with family dynamics, I should say, everything is so, just generally speaking, I'm not speaking personally, but everything does start with family. And I think of the chaos in the world today. We are the world. Like, our anatomy is made up of the universe. When we think of the stars, the cosmos, the trees, the sun, the grass, all of those natural elements are in us, and it's our job as humans to balance that out, to balance those designs. I shall say that it's our job to balance, to just keep the balance, to keep the harmony, just as in the harmony in the cosmos. We have the ability as humans to stabilize or maintain that harmony within ourselves, within our family structures, within our culture, within our spiritual life, our mental life, everything. So why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this because it's very important to stay on task. It's what I'm learning. No matter how challenging things get, we have to stay in our daily program or our daily rituals. We have to maintain those healthy habits. You know, I was just listening to a podcast with 19 Keys. Shout out to 19 Keys. Love his wisdom, his understanding on life, period. But he had a couple on there who was vegan. I forget the names. I'm still studying it, but they were speaking about how going vegan basically is a lifestyle, and it's just not, you know, eating vegan and then referring back to the same habits, or the same habits that are not ideal, that are not in tune with the way that you have changed to eat. You also have to go vegan in your mental. You have to go vegan in your spiritual, right? And when I say that, I believe I am referring to just the going, cleaning out the toxics, the toxins that's in us, that we welcome into our spaces. And it was spoken a lot about how food is energy, and we have to eat foods that are alive. You know, I mean, not even mentioning how we eat dead meat. Some people eat flesh that is dead. If you're going to eat meat, make sure it's clean, make sure it's organic, halal, kosher, that kind of thing. So the diet has to be dietary in our spiritual consumption, our mental consumption. That's why I'm so such an advocate on mental healing. I don't consider myself a health person or as far as expert, you know, but I think that the podcast, by the way, is called Artificial Food or Surviving Artificial Food or some to that effect. So when I think about the pharmaceutical industry or the health industry, in quotations, how we are the person that is sick or that is having, you know, health challenges is so much dependent on the what is told that they should do. They are fed this artificiality that does not feed the human organs, or rather the medicine is more fed to feed the disease. And this is like to make money, right? So you can keep coming back. It's like, I think of the analogy of a vehicle or a car breaking down, and you take it to a mechanic to get it fixed. And every time, you know, he fixes whatever's wrong with it. And when you get the car, maybe a week or two later, or even a day later or two or whatever, something else is wrong with the car. You know, and that's so you can keep coming back, you know, repeatedly to get whatever is broken or whatever's supposed to be broken, when, you know, the intentions may not be good of the mechanic, because this person wants you to keep coming back, giving them your money. You know, you're giving them all your money so they can just, you know, be able to get paid off not really doing what they were supposed to do. So when I think of the pharmaceutical industry, I think of this, this is the same analogy, you know, the doctors, the objective is to keep them paid, you know. And when something was said on a podcast about your health, your well-being, your health is not in the business plan of these experts, quote unquote, who's supposed to know about health, about how to remain healthy mentally, let alone spiritually, you know. So it's very, very important. So I'm doing a check-in basically on how I'm feeling. I'm trying to be more balanced in getting more rest. Because when I'm not refreshed, you know, when I don't reset the proper way, I'm a mess. You know, I'm sluggish. I'm not cooking my food. I just say, oh, forget it. I'll just go to Walmart or something, get something to eat. But ain't nothing in there really healthy for you. So, and then I'm sluggish throughout the day. I used to, just recently, maybe a few months before I started, really focusing on my health and getting better. But I used to work out actually consistently. I walked on a treadmill at least 45 minutes, like every two or three days out of the week, just to build my muscles up and just to, you know, think, like it, get that mental, you know, that one-on-one, just exercising my muscle, letting my muscle stretch, because I have joint problems and muscle problems. So I was doing that for a good maybe almost 4 months, I should say, or longer. And then I stopped. So I really need to put that in my day planning. Where I live, it's a lot of traffic on the roads. It's a lot of cars. It's a lot of noise. So driving, and as a dasher, you know, let alone, you're like, oh, the freeways are so expansive. And then by the time you get home from work, you'll be exhausted. You don't want to do nothing but lay down. You know, one thing that I think that it's important is that I don't eat after a certain time, like ideally 7 p.m. I don't eat after 7 o'clock. I don't like to. And ever since I've been on these meds, my diet has really, really changed. And right now I'm off the medicine because I'm done taking it. So I want to see how I do without it. I just picked up some inflammation, turmeric, inflammation response. They're like turmeric and honey gummies. And I'm trying that out. So I'm just trying healthy supplements out, not so much depending 100% on the medicine. I took it as instructed. But I just think that to a certain extent, these doctors, they like to experiment on the medication to see how it's doing for your body, you know. And I don't really like that. I don't want no one experimenting with me. I don't want to experience all of these side effects, which is decrease or increase appetite, which is, you know, rashes, itching, just, it's a lot of shit, basically. And I need to be balanced in my mental and my healing stability. And I just feel like the medication I have to, I'm no doctor, I'm no physician, which is part of my disclaimer, but I'm a person with common sense, and I'm just studying my body, how it's going to work without this medication. So I always say I'm no therapist, I'm no physician. I just share information, share what I know, and exchange information to help someone out there who is going through some health issues and health problems. And I just share on my technique on how I am working to heal myself. And what I'm learning within that is it's an ongoing thing. You have to work on yourself every day. It's just not, you know, I got some information and I tried it for 3 days. I implemented, you know, I applied the information and what I learned, and that's it. No, that's not how this thing goes. So if you have been through traumatic experiences or going through trauma or something like that, you have to work on that every day, because as what I learned from listening to the podcast on 19 Keys, what they were saying is that the trauma is an energy. It's energy, that trauma energy is still in you, whatever you've been through in the past or whatever. And then when you're around environments that has experienced trauma themselves, but don't acknowledge that, you know, that the thing was unhealthy or whatever, that's trauma vibration. The trauma of violence, the trauma of negative self-talk, just the trauma of not knowing self, not having the knowledge of self, all of that is build up shit that is just build up. It's residue. And if you're around that, that's not a healing environment. You know, I designed these caps on my store, birthmanifestationmerch.com. You can go to that and see what I have, but it's healing energy. All of this, when I get on here, it's my personal healing energy. And then I welcome the collective energy. And this is, I don't want to say, yeah, it is a battle. It's a battle within. You know, you're basically fighting yourself. You want to detox. You want to get rid of all of that trauma, all of that negative darkness, all of the things that get in the way of you progressing, of getting in the way of you evolving into the best version of yourself. So this is an ongoing thing. You know, it's about healing. Healing energy. And then once you heal from whatever you need to be healed from, you have to go to the next level in helping someone heal themselves just by sharing how you got over whatever you needed to get over, you know. And I think that the thing about, you know, how this thing is ongoing, in order to keep it going and in order to continue to heal individually, you have to actually share the information so you can help others heal. And I think that this is the work. It's so very, very, very important. And this is, you know, we don't emphasize this. So, what I wanted to share is that I tried to do a podcast, like I'm talking kind of low because I'm at work, but I was going to share an excerpt from Surviving Oakland, but I didn't get a chance to do that, and I forgot my book. I didn't bring it, didn't put it in my computer bag, but I'm going to be start sharing some of that work more frequently. If you would like to get that book or purchase the book, as I always say, you can send me an email at eye_c_us@yahoo.com, or you can order it off Amazon. So this is very dear to me, you know. As I said on a previous podcast, the book is not long at all, so I have to be careful in the way that I share it, because pretty soon I'm going to be reading a whole book on a podcast, and that's something that I don't want to do. So just get the book and read it for yourself, but I will be sharing small pics of the things that I've written in my book, because it is revolved around healing and how transparency, being transparent, has became a part of my method of healing. Yeah, I find that is so true. The more transparent that I am, is you know, the better chance for me to, you know, receive the light of what healing is, and then I can be more in tune to the point to where I'm comfortable to share what I've been through with the world, and how they can, you know, the people who need healing can heal themselves. And I wanted to say one thing come to mind when it comes to being a victim with whatever. You hear all of those child abductions? That's crazy. SubhanAllah. Oh my God. Since I've been on this podcast, I think like 4 abductions came on the right voicemail or whatever that is over there. But I think it's the same person, but it could be a collective group of people, because this has been going off since, let's see, I got up at 4 a.m. So I've been hearing this since about 5 a.m. in the morning, and it is now going on 9:30 a.m. Well, no, it is 9:30. So this is crazy. Yeah, be careful out there, people. It's crazy. But as I was saying, to victimizers, no, victim, I heard someone say, you can be a victim, but if you are, I'm saying this part, but if you are not acknowledging, and by when I say acknowledging the, I mean taking accountability for what you have done, what you have participated in, or what you have, you know, being complacent about, you know, or whatever it may be, if you don't continue to, like, if you don't correct that, you know, it could be years and years, then you become a victimizer. Victims can become victimizers. Easy. I see it every day just by, you know, relationships, how people are troubled, how people manipulate. You know, this is a learned behavior that can stem from very, very early in one's childhood, and it carries on if it's not checked into adulthood and into old age, actually, and to the point to where it's just stuck with them to be a victimizer. And this is a part of being traumatized, you know. It's through whatever, you know. It could be through, you know, something that happened in school or at a dance, whatever, you know. And if it's not checked, then this is the common way of the world. I mean, people are so deceitful and manipulative because they don't know no other way to be. We have a choice, but like, I'm not finna be like that. You know, especially if you have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, why would you want to be like that? That's whack as fuck. I'm just saying. Anyway, I digressed a little bit. But what I'm, yeah, this is not going to be a long process at all. In fact, I need to cut it short, but I did want to just get on here for a sec, talk to the people, and let them know to check in with yourself. Do a self-check and be honest with yourself. You know, be honest with yourself in, you know, starting the work that you need to do on yourself. You don't have nothing to lose but time. Time waits for no one. We're not getting younger at all. But you can get better. You can start working on yourself to become better. Just do the work. Deprogram yourself from those things that you were taught. Unlearn that. Unlearn those things. Unlearn the common saying of, well, you know, well, my parents did this or whatever, so I'm going to do it. Okay, maybe what your parents did wasn't right. Thought about that? Maybe what your ancestors did, you know, wasn't right. You know, and this is like, I'm thinking about the recent grandparents or the grandparents that you can remember, you know, like I, for example, I was blessed to know, and I speak about it in my book, I was blessed to know some of my grandparents. I knew my maternal grandmother and my great maternal grandmother and my great maternal mother, paternal grandmother, and my great great paternal grandmother, and my paternal grandfather, and my great paternal grandfather. So I was blessed I was really blessed to know my grandparents, but what I'm referring to when I say ancestors, I'm speaking about like those ancestors, the ones that you can remember. I'm speaking of those ancestors who, you know, who were, you know, taught a certain way how to raise their children and their great-grandchildren. I'm talking about the grandparents who whooped your ass, you know, who whooped their children with belts and, you know, they were told to get a branch off that tree, bring it in so I can beat your ass. So I'm talking about those grandparents. But our ancestors who, I'm talking about pre-slavery, the ancestors who knew about the sciences of the self, the sciences of the cosmos, who were well connected to the nutritional value in the earth, how they understood time and understood mathematics, engineering. That's the value of the human being, that type of human developing, that learning. So I believe that, you know, people like 19 Keys, people like Dr. B. Serious, people like Brother Rich, Professor Griff, it's a whole lot of them. Dr. Valentine, Philip Valentine. Those people, you know, are big influences in a culture, in the culture that's a quote unquote woke, but I don't like that word woke, but, or people say the conscious community. Well, we all conscious, you know. I'd like to reverse the word and say to the community that's aware, the community that is responsive, the community that responds and not react emotionally to everything that here, the community that is high level conversation, going back to 19 Keys, not the community that's reactionary to everything. So anyway, I want to let the people know again to please support birthmanifestationmerch.com. These creations are just changing the lingo, changing the lingo in the culture to more positivity, to more, you know, aspiring to be great, advocating for true humans through the language. So it's language friendly, culturally appropriate. And it's really necessary in this world that we live in. And this language is inspired by Al-Quran and also inspired by Nunetics, which is a linguistic science, which are root letters that spreads into branches of knowledge. So these, think of the idea of a garden. When we plant seeds and then the seed goes down beneath the earth, the seed sprouts, it shoots up, wrap itself around whatever is beneath the earth, the rocks, the dirt, and then it shoots back up and it blossoms into something beautiful, into whatever was in that seed. So think of language in that context. So check it out. I think you will be inspired. So yeah, that's it. Do that. And also go to theverseplace.wordpress.com and read up on them articles. If you have any questions, there's comment spaces where you can comment and like my stuff so I can get the stats up, okay? Push like. And that's it, I believe. So this is something that I can put off my checklist. So I'll see you all on Sunday. Actually, I will be going out of town, but I'm going to still do the podcast probably later on in the evening that day. And I will be announcing this on my platforms, my Facebook, my Instagram, and also I will put it on the verseplace.wordpress.com. So thank you. Have a good day or good evening. Peace and love, peace and light, peace and blessings.